Our guests live from World Cafe Live in the World Cafe today are a band from North Carolina made up of siblings Ian, Eric, and Brittany Holgis, who all sing lead along with Elizabeth Hopkins. So count slowly. That is four lead singers. Rounding out the band are Mike McKee and Grant Emerson. After working and apparently living in a big house together for a while in Durham, they got signed to Sire Records by the legendary Seymour Stein, who was the guy who signed the old people like the Talking Heads, the Ramones, and Madonna, among others. I hope we get that story today. Their debut album is called Carry the Fire. As good as these folks are on the album, they are just amazing live. So please warmly welcome to the World Cafe, Delta Ray.
Found a job that pays. The tide comes in and watch it all wash away. But I'm keeping it steady, and that's just how I was raised. Head held up, walking tall into each breaking wave. 'Cause the devil's in the details, and he's taking his toll, sending good men down the foot trails of some lost, lonely souls. And I say, oh, oh, rain don't change the sun. And jealous of the night when the morning comes, but it always comes. So I'm working the graveyard, I don't sleep till it's light. Ain't calling in favors, I can't swallow my pride, no. And the bank's on a mission, they wanna read me my rights. But they ever show up around here, they gon' be in for a fight. Because the devil's in my hometown, and I ain't telling him no. 'Cause it's my family, it's my love. Down on us, and like an old dog lying by a new gravestone, it's still our home, it's still our home. So if you ever feel like you are alone, after the night, the morning comes.
Delta Ray live today on the World Cafe, a band that knows a little about dynamics. God, you guys sound great.
Thank you.
I kind of want to start at the beginning and kind of get your story. So let's go back, Ian, Eric, and Brittany, into your house. Were your parents musicians?
They're not. Neither of our parents play an instrument. They're both, wonderfully creative people. And so I think that we definitely learned a love of music and a love of storytelling from them. And they're both wonderful storytellers. And so that all came from them, I know. But and they both have nice voices, but neither of them are really musicians. So,
well, talk a little bit about the storytelling, because I understand there was your mom is really kind of into myths and read you a lot of pretty interesting books as you were kids.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember growing up, she would bring out, every night we would sort of read before, she'd read to us before we went to bed, and it was always stuff like Dallaire's mythology and the Narnia series and just sort of stuff that made you believe the magic. And actually, some of the early stories that she would tell us were these folk tales that involved music and had songs in them, and she would just sort of make up the melodies to the songs and sing them to us. She has never considered herself a songwriter, I don't think, but that has always been something that I remember very clearly. And the melodies were always, are stuff that I still remember today, so clearly they were pretty catchy.
Wow, that's, yeah. She may have not known she was a musician. Elizabeth, how did you join up? At what point was the band become a foursome?
I've known them for a really long time, and Ian, Eric, and Brittany moved up to California when Ian and I were in middle school. So Ian and I have been really good friends since we were 15 years old. So we've been singing together since then, because we were actually in a vocal group together in Northern California. And when we all graduated from college, Ian and Eric both contacted me explaining this amazing idea of the four of us starting a band, and I was on board immediately.
Where were you when you got that email?
I was in Peru, actually, teaching at an all-boys school. So, very different situation, but was happy to get the email from Eric and was stoked to return to the United States and start singing harmony with my best friends.
And who writes?
My brother Eric and I do.
Well, let's hear some more. I do want to get your amazing signing story to Sire Records, but we'll talk about that in a bit. What's next?
We'd like to do our single right now. It's a song called Bottom of the River that has strange origins, and this never happens to me as a songwriter, but I woke up with this song in my head around 3 a.m. about 3 years ago, and immediately knew it was a gospel song. And, we have four singers in this band, and when we started the band, we would perform the four-piece, and we had no instruments. It was a totally a cappella song. So we would rely on things like, I wanted to do an arrangement using vocal percussion, and you'll hear that in this song, and I mean, it's very subtle, but it's there. And it's a strange song, strange origins, but it's the one gospel song that we have right now, and I hope you guys like it.
Hold my hand, oh baby, it's a long way down to the bottom of the river. Hold my hand, oh baby, it's a long way down, a long way down. If you get sleep, or if you get nap,
the cat's gonna call in the morning, baby.
And check the cupboard for your daddy's gun.
Red sun rises like an early warning.
The Lord's gonna come for your firstborn son.
His hair's on fire and his heart is burning.
So go to the river where the water burns.
Wash him deep where the tides are turning.
And if you fall,
hold my hand,
oh baby, it's a long way down to the bottom of the river.
Hold my hand,
oh baby, it's a long way down, a long way down. The wolves will chase you by the pale moonlight,
drunk and driven by a devil's hunger.
Drive your son like a railroad spike
in to the water, let it pull him under.
But don't you lift him, let him drown alive.
The good Lord speaks like a rolling thunder.
Let that fever make the water rise.
Let the river run.
It's a long way down to the bottom of the river.
Hold my hand.
Oh, baby, it's a long way down. A long way down.
Hold my hand.
Oh, baby, it's a long way. A long way.
Hold my hand.
Oh, baby,
it's a long way down. A long way
scared of, I could walk through every valley and you'd let me with all of your love. But I don't love you, not like I want to. I don't love you, and that makes it hard. And every morning I see how I'd marry you tomorrow and we'd make love.
Delta Ray with another one from Carry the Fire Live today on the World Cafe, coming to you from the stage of World Cafe Live. And I'm sitting here watching you, and I'm just wondering how you guys work, because Ian and Eric, you guys write the songs. Who becomes the lead singer? Is that a problematic thing? Or,
well, for instance, on that last song, it was sort of funny. I was playing with this idea about, you know, if I loved you, life would be easy, but I don't love you, and that makes it hard. And I sort of, the verse and chorus came out super quick. And this is when we were all living in the house together out in the woods. And so I came up with the verse chorus. I got really excited, and I called out to Eric, like, Eric, I think I wrote a hit. And then I made Brittany and Liz come in and sing it, and it really brought the whole thing to life. And it was that's how it's sort of random. I mean, you know, Eric and I sometimes write stuff with it in mind for the girls or for each other, and then sometimes it just
naturally finds the singer,
right? And or, like, you know, Brittany heard Eric singing Bottom of the River around the house and was just like, I have to sing that, and that felt so right when it happened. And when Liz jumped on this one, If I Loved You, you know, of course we just knew it was hers. And
well, and is that kind of true of the harmonies? They just kind of work themselves out?
Yeah, the harmonies are one thing that we really lucked out on, because we all occupy a pretty different space vocally, and there are no other people in the world that I would rather be doing this with. So it just so happens that we break up into perfect, you know, four parts. It almost doesn't need to be said anymore.
The other day we said something in harmony, and it was very creepy.
Yeah, it's just, in fact, it's almost sick, right, the way it's happening now. But we do spend a lot of time together, and so I guess
that's an understatement.
I guess it's just natural.
All right. I got to get you guys to tell the story about how you got signed to Sire Records, because number one, who gets signed to a record company anymore? Nobody does. I mean, it's like really unusual in and of itself. But you guys got signed by one of the most influential music people still around today, Seymour Stein. And how did you ever even get to meet him?
It was a very strange set of circumstances that led us there. Our manager is a very close friend of mine from college, who sort of contacted me out of the blue and was working in D.C. and said, I love what you're doing, and I'd really like to see if I could help in some way. He ended up, like, a year later moving down to North Carolina and sort of doing that full time. And one of his sort of early shot-in-the-dark steps was to reach out to a local doctor in the area whose kids he was close with. This doctor took the meeting with him because his kids spoke very highly of our manager, and said, look, I never do this, but there's somebody that I might be able to put you in touch with. And so without ever having hearing our music, he reached out to Seymour. You know, knew Seymour because he was Seymour's daughter was a patient of his. And out of courtesy, Seymour took the meeting. So in, I guess, August of 2011, we ended up in
Rockefeller Center.
Rockefeller Center.
Covered in rain, 25th with shakers
floor,
and tambourines.
Heading into the elevator and awkwardly encountering Seymour there.
On the elevator ride.
Really, in the elevator?
Yeah, we were going up to meet him in his office, and he got on the elevator at the same time, and we were just sort of like, hi.
I don't think we said anything. We froze, yeah. and sort of whispered, like, that's Seymour's time. I am.
Right. And then he got out of the elevator. He's like, give me 10 minutes.
He knew exactly who we were, so we were embarrassed.
So we were in his office, and we started singing song Hey, Hey, Hey that begins with four-part harmony. And about 10 seconds into it, Seymour interrupts us and says, stop, 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 stop. And we sort of thought we were having a Simon Cowell moment and getting sent out of the room. But he said, he picked up his phone and nobody was there. And then he hollered out the door to his assistant and said, you've got to get in here. This is so beautiful. And then we sort of just had a very surreal day from there on out. He just kept asking us to sing songs, and we played in his office for about 45 minutes. And he has just this encyclopedic knowledge of music. So every time we sang a song, he would compare it back to these 40s and 50s songwriters, you know, Moon Millican and Roy Acuff, and it was an amazing day. Wow. And a couple months later, you know, they made an offer to sign us, and we just, the vision that Seymour brought to what we were doing was so in keeping with what we wanted for ourselves that it really, it felt like there was just a bit of magic there.
We got time for one more. What do you want to finish
Absolutely.
Up with?
Absolutely. This is a song off of the album. It's called Dance in the Graveyards.
When I die, I don't want to rest in peace. I want to dance in joy. I want to dance in the graveyards, and while I'm alive, I don't want to be alone, mourning the ones who came before. I want to dance with them some more. Let's dance in the graveyards. Gloria, like some other name we kept on calling you and waiting for change. But I belong to all of your mysteries. All of us were meant for the fire, but we keep rising up and walking the wire. So when we go below, don't lose us in mourning. When I die, I don't want to rest in peace. I want to dance in joy. I want to dance in the graveyards, the graveyards. And while I'm alive, I don't want to be alone, mourning the ones who came before. I want to dance with them some more. Let's dance in the graveyards. Whoa.
Thank you all so much, and thanks to our special producers of the World Cafe, Delta Ray, live on the World Cafe.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Great session from Delta Ray, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.